Call the meeting to order. It is 9:43. I'm going to give my back to everybody. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oops. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Can we get a roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda? Brenda?
Got her on.
Maybe she's mute. Brenda, you're muted. Hillary?
Here.
Jade?
Here.
Rita?
Here.
Rhea?
Here.
Carlene?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay, others in attendance, you want to go ahead and read online who's in attendance?
We have Mr. Vondolowski, David Nielsen, Paul Barker, Austin Roof, and then the conference rooms.
This is Brenda. I'm here.
Thank you, Brenda.
And then in the Sandpoint conference room, we have myself, Cheryl. We have Joanne Bakovich.
Or Henderson.
Henderson. Amy Eubank, Lynette Mack, Jacqueline De La Cruz, and Etta Kuzakian.
And Jack Walsh.
And Jack Walsh. Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
That's everybody. I don't see anyone. I don't see anyone in the King Cove conference.
Carlene, there's nobody with you.
Oh, KSDP is online as well.
Shane is here. My husband Shane, but he's on the headphones. And he's doing a class.
Okay, thanks. Can I get approval of the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda to move the old business A and B down to after new business, so the other board members will have time to go over the materials we just received.
The second?
I'll second. This is Jade.
Okay, motion by Hillary, second by Jade. Roll call.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Then the first order of business will be the scholarship update.
Public comments.
Oh, okay. Public comments. Are there any public comments? Sorry. On agenda items. Okay, hearing none. Next order, the scholarship update.
We've been talking about the scholarships, and we wanted to have in front of you today the announcements that the scholarships, as every year, will be offered by the board. And the application process will start on March 1st, and or they're due by March 1st.
It'll be open on March 1st.
It'll open on March 1st, and people can submit their scholarship applications and all of the different materials that are in there. I just have to say that I appreciate the work Cheryl did on this. I think there were things that were put together in previous years, and we're just, you know, sticking with that plan, which has worked before, so... you know, I hope that that's, you know, something the board will support.
What's the due date?
April 21st.
April 21st. Okay. Open on March 1st, close on April 21st. Okay. Thank you. Any questions? All right. I guess our next order of business is executive session. I'd entertain a motion to go into executive session.
I'll make a motion to go into executive session, 9:49 a.m.
Invitation to anybody?
Oh, with the invitation of Joanne. And do we have to name the candidates?
Probably. Which one of them?
The first one is Michael Franklin.
Okay. With the invitation to Michael Franklin and then Helen Cheek. Thank you, you guys.
I'll second. This is Jade.
Right? It's not my phone.
Okay, and I just sent the memos to everybody. So.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, heaven, sorry.
We need
about
a roll
that.
Call on that.
Oh, yeah, we need a roll call, please.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yeah.
Harlan?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right.
Chair.
Chair, do we have another Zoom meeting for everyone to go into for the executive session?
Oh, let me get set up. So we need to take that to the waiting room.
I'll just start
the questions because he gets them, and then I'll just come back in. And
we need a device. Do you have a board device in here?
Okay.
Do we have a device?
When she's out of the meeting, then she'll call you.
Okay, we are out of executive session, Cheryl.
All right.
At 1:13.
I moved.
Mm-hmm. Jade moved and
Hillary seconded.
Hillary seconded.
Okay.
So the
new business.
New business would be selection of superintendent.
This is Carlene. I move to appoint and offer a contract to Mr. Franklin for the position of superintendent. The Aleutians Eastboro School District with a starting salary of $130,000 and a term of 2 years.
This is Hillary. I'll second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second from motion from Carlene and a second from Hillary. Can I get roll call, please?
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Congratulations, Mr. Franklin.
Just checking in.
Yeah, just check in.
They got a message from the airport that the candidates need to check in. So,
okay, with that, our new superintendent will be Mr. Franklin. We need to finish out our teacher contracts and King Cove secretary contract. And probably Jack would speak on this stuff, but everybody should have received their list of contracts for the 2023-24 school year. I would entertain a motion to accept.
This is Brenda, so moved.
Okay.
It's Carlene, I second.
All right, can I get a roll call, please?
Hillary?
Yes.
Jade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Harlan?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Harlene?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'm going to read, just because this information wasn't published, it's normally published, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to read the list. Sorry, it's an afterthought, but For Accutan, Karen Ravenscroft, and is that Jesus Velarde? Is that how you pronounce it? Mm-hmm. False Pass, Megan Gatlin, King Cove, Jean Barber, Katie Borum, James Daniels, Stephen DeHart, Jacqueline De La Cruz, Elizabeth Gerard,
Gargulis,
Shell Mack, Lynette Mack, Andrew Nason, Joyce Smith, and Holly Stiles. In Sandpoint, Amy Eubank, Jennifer Eubank, Douglas Gobin, Ashley Johnson, Colton Mack, Hannah McGee, Karen McMillan, Stephen Schwing, Sarah Schaefer, Karen Walls, and Andrea Whitson. So, next piece of business is the King Cove Secretary Administrative Contract. In front of us, we have a document. It says Marlene Dushkin has been a district employee for more than 42 years, and as our longest-term employee, she has been recognized and included in the administrative group for most of the time. In recent years, there's been a shift from previous years on her status change to being included with our classified group. While there may not have been any corresponding changes to her assignment, there is a financial impact that the board is aware of and has been trying to deal with. Board members requested that this item be added to our agenda so that they can determine the best way to move forward. Should the board decide to once again add Marlene to the administrative group, that can happen, and she would remain in that status in subsequent years. Board members should determine if the status will be effective in this current year or beginning in FY24. I'd also strongly urge the board to review their administrative salary schedule and possibly set a longevity bonus number for employees in these positions beyond 30 years, knowing it's a rare occurrence. So,
this is Hillary. I move to place Marlene Dushkin in administrative group in recognition of her years of service to the district, beginning with 22-23 school year.
This is Brenda, I'll second.
Okay, I got a motion by Hillary and a second by Brenda. Can I get roll call, please?
Marlin?
Yes.
Cade?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Carlene?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Rayette?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. And are there any public comments on non-agenda items? Any comments online? Is there anybody besides?
There are people on there.
Okay. Is there... Okay, hearing none. In the library conference room, anyone?
Thanks for bringing us. Okay, I'm just thankful to be here and actually not to be with the superintendent. I know that's agenda stuff, but I didn't get to say it before, so now I'm saying it now. But it was a great opportunity to meet them and be involved in face-to-face this year.
Oh, I'm glad that you guys made it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next order of business is adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn.